Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's fast. It's crazy. Gotta seize it. No pain, no gain in a situation. Gotta make it, should've made it. Really hate it in the matrix. Life is wasted. I really gotta face it. It's still litigation. I'm still lacking patience and caking, feeling naked. Who's really, really caking through this administration? I really gotta take it. Blatant statements, niggas hating. This is my Mona Lisa. I really gotta please her. I really, really need a cop and beam with fresh Caesar. This life will really treat ya. This life don't really need ya. This life will really tweak ya. That's why you take a breather. That's why you take a breather. Body's in a freezer. This my Mona Lisa. This my Mona Lisa. Really gotta reach ya. Really gotta scheme her. Success is my teacher. Going through a fever. Success gotta reach ya. Success gotta seize it. This my Mona Lisa. This my Mona Lisa. Really gotta reach ya. Really gotta scheme her. Success is my teacher. Going through a fever. Success gotta reach ya. Success gotta seize it. Real talk. Shorty try to break my heart. No. I'm still chasing it, yo. I'm still caking, bro. Still digging success. I can't wife it, though. Success a pro, maintaining my goal. One night stand. Success, can I be a man? I got some plans. Taking trips to Japan. And chill with me. Roll with me. Let's do our things for weeks. I can barely speak. Sheesh. Without success, can't compete. Incomplete. Stay with me, baby. Without you, I'm crazy. Creeping on the come up like Mafia Wars. Niggas running up, screaming life sucks.
This my Mona Lisa. This my Mona Lisa. Really gotta reach ya. Really gotta scheme ya. Success is my teacher. Going through a fever. Success gotta reach ya. Success gotta seize it. This my Mona Lisa. This my Mona Lisa. Really gotta reach ya. Really gotta scheme ya. Success is my teacher. Going through a fever. Success gotta reach ya. Success gotta
seize it. I asked her who her favorite rapper was. Cause to me that's my spot. We'll celebrate his burial and eat at IHOP. Been hungry since a little nigga. Weed in my hot top. Face burgundy red, in need of a eye drop. I used to mess with her in the days. Knew he was young. Back when Jordan was flying and Ewing could dunk. Niggas handcuff these hoes. Stay with them bent in. Me on the other hand, Don Bishop and Pimp Ken. The best thing that happened to hip hop since Life After Death and that Tupac shit drop. I'm even nice to a white chick with a slick top. Stuck up in the mountain with a gun and a wristwatch. Wear a masterpiece. But I watch on full stop. Cleaning out my full shot. Watching the bulls flop. Damn near the whole day we passing the green. Back on the scene. Sit back and relax as you leave. Matching and beat. I'm out. That's it.
Hey, what's good with it, man? What's cracking? What's up? What it is? Y'all already know what's up. It's your boy AK, man. OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your top 10 countdown for today, man. So definitely, you want to see where you rank it on this board. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what it is, man. Definitely what it is. Hope everybody having a whole good week up to now. You know, it's the weekend, so I know people stepping outside, man. Depending on where you're going, more than likely, most people going to Adriana's, man. You know, probably get it cracking, see that girl fight, whatever, just go chill out. You know, head to a bar, something, I don't know, whatever y'all vice is, whatever y'all like to do to relax on y'all weekend. Me, yeah, just trying to keep myself sane, but it's all good, though, man. Like I said, wow, really? But anyway, like I said, man, see where you rank on this countdown show, man. I do appreciate all the people that tune in and kick it with me. And Monday, I don't know how many people tuned into my show, man, but I had some people call in and support the show at the end of the night. And I appreciate them calling in and saying what they said and getting more information about my radio show, man. So I definitely do appreciate y'all, man. I want to tell y'all, man, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work. And those of you support me, I support y'all, man. So that's the whole thing, what it is and what I do, man. So definitely shout out to y'all. Keep doing what I do. Keep on supporting these artists, man. And basically, man, I'm going to keep continuing to make this show worth listening to every night, man, for y'all, man. You know, whenever y'all tune in to me, I do greatly appreciate it. So, like I said, man, I'm going to keep putting in work for y'all, man. And, you know, as long as I got that, you know, feedback, you know, and I'm going to keep doing that work. And feel free to always call in, man. Definitely call in, holler at your boy, man. It's not a problem. This is what my show is about, man. It's about y'all, man. Networking. Do what y'all do, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all keep putting in work. I'm going to keep putting in work, man. It's that simple. Have a lot of fun out here and doing what I do, you know. So, everybody getting ready for a great Saturday of some of everything, man. You know, tell them what's going on. But, like I said, man, I enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep doing it. So, without further ado, I'm jumping to this countdown, all right? So, y'all be cool, y'all relax, y'all keep it chill, because I'm going to shut it down. And I was just saying, I'm going to keep doing what I do for y'all, man. It's basically what it's all about, man, you know what I'm saying? So, just stay locked in, stay tuned in, man. I'm keep supporting y'all. So, right now, if we get to the number 10 joint, y'all already know it's your boy AK OG Radio Top 10 Countdown. Let's go.
Chef Trap. Undefeated. I'm in my zone, tell me who the fuck gon' stop me. I'm in my zone, fuck it, I'ma pop a mile. I'm in my zone, 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 tell me who the fuck gon' stop me. I'm in my zone, fuck it, I'ma pop a mile. I'm in my zone, trap. I'm in my zone, trap. I'm in my zone, trap. I'm in my zone, things are in my bones. I'm a king all over my throne. Every time I'm in to hear, she just drop and get me dome. Every day she trying to fall, I just told her leave me alone. I just wish I had a tone, and I'm back to her home. Ain't no dope smoking around her, all I smoke is reefer. She just swallowed kids and produced the bricks, and I think her name was Isha. A hitter by myself, I ain't trying to do a sequel. My weapon be so lethal, bang bang with the eager. Black and yellow stripes, yeah, my car should be a Stella. I put the gun up in your hand, you freeze up, nah, you not a killer. What the fuck my competition? I never heard of verses. Chop and split your body up and I lead them people search the trap. I'm in my zone, tell me who the fuck gon' stop me. I'm in my zone, fuck it, I'ma pop a mile. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, tell me who the fuck gon' stop me. I'm in my zone, fuck it, I'ma pop a mile. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Tag when you just gone, shout when I keep that full wet flowing. She keep that pussy open, and I keep her face choking. I take off, no break, dog, like a motherfucking missile. Get some money, you hating niggas, just middle finger to all y'all. Throw it at me, I knock it out, and I hit it hard, no softball. Lean hard, no hard, look at that medicine, so I can't cough. Real shot, that 4-5, you better call on John Wall. Real shit, free all the guys. Shots out to TK, asking you I'm off the shit, and I can't even see straight. Hammer on me, it'll knock you down, it will start a heat wave. Play around while money around, you gon' fuck around, you gon' meet Dave. Play around while money around, you gon' fuck around, you gon' meet Dave. I'm in my zone, tell me who the fuck gon' stop me. I'm in my zone, fuck it, I'ma pop a mile. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, tell me who the fuck inside me. I'm in my zone, fuck it, I'ma pop a mile. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone.
It's time. It's the jungle.
Kim Woods for that rose, with that liquor cheap, that's over east on Stony Island, blowing cut trees like Tony Allen, I'm ballin' G. I'm flicking lights in blue and white on top of posts on Air Street. I'm high, Joe. Laid back, yeah, this that Lake Show drive flow. So drive flow.
Chicago, everything 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 Chicago, huh?
Down here, it's our time.
Dave,
yeah.
Trap shit.
People all around me feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death, like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting, I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work, 63rd and Houston.
Turns out a gallon that you pay for your ass. You heard about easy, you know about that cash. Neiman Marcus bag. One banger, man, you get them two chains up. They hustling backwards. These rappers is faggots. I ain't got no time for that chatter. Fuck around and just pick that flyer. Blah, blah, blah.
Believe it, cause your lyrics are dead. Be the real, I can't.
can't show you the way to Toriyo, cause I ride a beat like a bicycle. Call me Michael, cause I'm so off the wall. But you need to sharpen up, pencil, cause when I'm on a beat, I go nuts, grip roll. And I say the day, like I'm a hero. Your work raise like your account, zero. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. Every day of the week. Every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. Every day of the week. Every day of the week. My dress so smooth, call it Lamborghini. My real name's Aniki, and I'm kinda cheeky, but I'm kinda quiet, so they call me Seeky. My music's so fresh, cool and squeaky clean. I ain't on a movie set, but I hit the scene. I need to the lights, but I need a dream. Never been dry, so no need for cream. I'm trying to go up, like my self-esteem. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. Every day of the week. Every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. Every day of the week. Every day of the week. No one can pop me, even if you lock me, cause I'm the key. And that's simple logic. You're looking for the time, but I never clock it. Make you feel smooth like a mini pocket. See, I'm at a beat in every single way. No, I ain't speeding, but they call me Sway. You may be the wind, but I'm never blowing away. Cause it was a heart like a statue, cause I'm here to stay. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. Every day of the week. Every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. I pop beats every day of the week. Every day of the week. Every day of the week. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de. Who can pop it like me? Drugs on 100, dum-de-de-de.
Yo, yo, yo. All my outies to the flow, let's go.
I'm on party till the morning. Get this liquor in my cup. Get higher and higher up. Cause we live in this party. Jose Cuervo and Bacardi. Yeah, we live in this party. Jose Cuervo and Bacardi. So let's party, party on. Nouveau in my cup, what's up, it's bottoms up, okay. And here's going super.
L's up.
L's up.
Nigga, L's lit.
L's lit.
Ain't gonna take in no L's, though. Ain't gonna lose it.
We win it.
Good dope. Never stressed out. I'm coolin'. With a bad bitch, you bought a bad chick on my to do list. Let's do it. I do it every time I do it. Take cotters, go bananas like CPS ain't helping with schooling. Don't do it. Pack a tool and I hate to prove it. And I hate that I have to use it. On a nigga talking foolish. They stupid. Stacy Dash, I pulled off and left the whole schooling. I hang around some niggas that rob it, can't show they ruthless. But it's OG CJM though. Blowing on that good though. Smoking on that. In the back seat of my Benzo. Eyes low, black shade, so that's what I call 10-inch window. Copy that, nigga, send for it. Little buddy, shot fire, get low. Snap and get me on the instrumental. Step for a little red, it's a 10-4. Take it out, then give it back. Treat these hoes like the rental. L's up. Nigga, L's lit.
L's up.
Nigga, L's lit.
L's up.
Nigga, L's lit. Ain't in the taking no L's, though. Ain't in the losing.
Killing them fresh bloods, yeah, the Rambo. The y'all on my back, damn bloody cargo. Sin embargo, we go in large though. Supercharge on a hoe. Black card, already know. They say we go ham. I'm like, for sure. Your swag's getting kinda old. The dominoes do the route or the dough. Every tune I do, I got a new flow. SH, baby, we gone pro. Rome, tell them how we roll. Yellow palm finish, said a bitch, I got a blow. Flow so cold that a whole gym crow. Front row, stunt show, stunt in a yell. Crazy. Last time I heard you said I couldn't rap. Now I'm back, came back through black on black. Amy, shout out to you on that resurrection. Messiah, we about to get higher in the club. Causing fire, buying whatever we desire.
Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Going hot high, I'm on the beach, like 100 black bands on my feet. And they see me in chinos and guess that I'm sweet. But my niggas might with the heat, no mercy for niggas that's ramping with me. I tell her about the bounce like a trap pepperine. You ain't got that side, can't hang with the team. And blood, you're not real like tracks on weave. Me, I tell a nigga, fall back, you're not a killer in the booth. Now you ain't all that, I be the realest in the booth. Cause I do what I chat racks in the back, plus another two in the back. I go ham, I never move like a fag champ, aka that dude with the swag. Your team's old school like Pixel, still can't reach even if you try and tiptoe. Money's up, your money below like a limbo. Sham, Mr. Sham Dingo. I be chilling backstage with a bimbo, pants off, open her legs like a window. Ha, tell your don't stop fronting. They're cashing out with no funding. Me, I'm about my dough like a dumpling. So enough, y'all won't come for the thumping.
Hey, y'all know this, your boy, AK OG Radio. Y'all is tuning in to my Top 10 Countdown Show. Top 10 songs that all y'all want to vote for, all y'all want to hear. So that's definitely what it is. It's definitely what's up, man. Shout out to everybody still out there doing anything out there, kicking in the whole thing. Shout out to my boy, Be Easy, man. Shout out to him. Definitely doing his thing, man. Hot artist, definitely doing it. Shout out to my girl, Mia, Rihanna, and Sham. All the way over there in London, England, definitely doing their thing. Holding me down, and I appreciate that. To the 100%, man, that's overseas. I appreciate people from overseas doing their thing and holding me down and tuning in to my show and recognizing what I'm doing, man. So definitely, you know, doing to keep up the good work, man, you know. Everybody know, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking forward to this weekend. You already know my Saturdays be filled up with football, and more football. Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays. That's 3 days of just me, the TV, football, and maybe a pizza, some wings or something like that, you know. Ladies, I do applaud y'all to the 100% for letting your guys men watch the game in somewhat peace, you know. And to the ladies that love football, we love y'all too. I just want y'all to know that we love y'all to the 100%. We do appreciate y'all letting us watch the game Monday, Sunday, and Saturday, because we do appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the whole thing about it, man. That's what the whole wrap-up is about, man. I appreciate y'all letting us, you know, sit in front of the TV and do nothing but enjoy the sport that most men love, football. So, I mean, you can say whatever you want to say about it, but I'm going to continue to do what I do. Keep on continuing to, you know, play these hits and everything else and nothing in between. But I don't know what topic I'm going to go with. I mean, really, I didn't get too many. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, but I guess just do what I normally do and just hand my show over to my correspondent for this hour, so I mean, for this segment. So, y'all already know who it is, my girl Lauren up on deck. So, Lauren, tell them what's good with you, G.
Chilling. What's good with you?
Man, ain't nothing no good, man. Just chilling, basically, you know, doing what I do. Basically, just a show, you know. I'm normal, you did.
You want a real topic?
I see you sent me a topic, but I don't know.
Which topic you got?
The one you take me?
Yeah, a real topic.
And
does that matter for me?
I mean, what you mean by that? I mean, that's just because you should be asking the ladies, and we already know that answer. So, I mean,
but men tell me that, you know, it's not the size of what they got. It's the motion in y'all ocean. I'm just saying.
No. That has nothing to do with us. That's all up to the ladies. So, the ladies, I mean, let me know. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Don't worry about it. So, I mean, I might as well put it up there now.
Might as well.
I don't know either, but hey.
As a female, you know, I didn't mess with guys that wasn't so blessed, and guys that was. And, I mean, you could feel the difference between the guys that's blessed and the guys that's not. I'll put it like that. Yeah. You lost words.
I'm doing some typing right now. I ain't lost no word.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say he got to be all that and all that. I got to feel, like ladies say, they got a feeling in their guts and all that. But he got to pass some kind of weight, you know, when we in the bed. And he got to know how to use it, too. To be honest with you. I wonder if it's some ladies or some guys that call in.
Oh, don't worry. I'm trying to cover this topic right now.
Because everybody
honestly,
got different opinions, though.
Like I said, all ladies got different opinions. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's a question I can't really answer. I mean, that's the question you have to ask the ladies. Does size matter? Fellas, you kind of know where you stand at. Depending on the reaction, the afterward action, or how your lady treats you, fellas, I'm not even going, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what you know how, you know what I'm saying, how you are in that area, depending on how your lady treats you, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, basically, fellas, that's self-explanatory for yourself. If you know the signs and to figure out, you know, how and where you stand, in the bedroom. So, I mean, like I say, if, you know, you don't really get a lot of respect around the house and, you know, when you raise your voice, when she raised your voice, she raised her voice right back at you and you shut the hell up. I mean, that's up to you to figure out, but,
if she laughing, doing the action or testing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, it's just ways, you know, if you putting in work and you know you putting in work, and it's like, you know, we can't really say bedroom if y'all yelling, because come on now, we know ladies do, you know, like So we can't go by that no more. But you know what's the difference between faking and what's not, fellas. We're not that dumb no more. So we can kind of figure it out. But on another note, man, I'm just saying, depending on where you stay and where your lady stay, if she's willing to drive that 5-hour distance, or when she asks you to come see her or you go see her, it's an argument that she got to come over there and she don't feel like it. Why? Because you probably already know. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's many ways to figure out, you know, where you stand in the bedroom with your lady, you know, around Christmas and Valentine's Day, you know where you stand at. I mean, just like on a regular day or basis, do your lady check up on you, you know, do you, you know what I'm saying, if you ask her to bring you something to eat for work, or, you know what I'm saying, brother, you expecting a home-cooked meal or something like that, or she go out home, she, you know, you can tell where you stand at with a lady, fella. So it's like, I can go on and on about some of the, you know, ways you can kind of tell. But I mean, you know, like I said,
hey,
fellas, you
know what you do. When men be, what they be doing when they be stroking us, right? And they be like, damn, you ain't gonna moan, you ain't gonna say nothing. Oh, you can tell. Oh, trust me, you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you, like I said, you can tell, but like I said, at the same time, fellas, like that next day or that morning or however else it is, you know, like my man Kevin Hart said, you know, if you get up from the hole you dig and you ask her, do she want some juice, you know, you ain't really do nothing. You know, I mean, hey, it's like I said, man, you know where you stand there, fellas. So I can't really speak for y'all, every guy out there. But every guy should at least know some tricks of the trade to please your woman in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying, fellas? You know, it's so many different ways for you to please your lady. So don't just stick to the one way. I mean, there's a million, a lot of ways that, you know, you can, you know, as ladies say, make up for a lack of something else. But at the same time, you just got to be smart.
I know men go down. I know that, right? But is there something wrong when men eat booty?
Me, personally, that's something wrong. I'm not, that's not my, I'm not going that route. But like I said, to each his own. You know, if a lady is willing to let a guy go ahead and get it in like that, then by all means, whatever y'all do in the comfort of y'all own home, is all good. But yet again, like my man Kevin Hart said, you don't want to have a face on. But, you know, because ladies, I love y'all. But like I said, ladies, I love y'all. But like my man Kevin Hart say, you don't want to be the guy with the IAS, man. Just saying. Because honestly, fellas, I'm not even being funny. But you know it's true. When ladies, they get a little tipsy, been drinking a little bit, and they sense to tell, not tell, but, you know, they seem to let things that you don't want out, and, you know, you got to defend yourself. So all I'm saying is, fellas, I mean, you will have that IAS, baby. And I mean, if that's what you do, G, I mean, look, I don't discriminate with nobody doing the bedroom. Whatever you do in the bedroom is your dig. As long as y'all being safe and wrapping it up, I have no problem with it. But like I say, to each his own, man. That's all I can tell y'all. To each his own. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, whatever your advice. Whatever you like.
There's some men that I know that like to get their booty lit.
Like I said, to each his own. It's just a little reckless for me. But, hey, like I said, to each his own.
But then, it's some men that I know that if you touch a man's booty, y'all be going up. What the hell is up with that?
Touching
your booty?
Yeah, I mean, that's
if
not...
If your lady's touching your booty, you just go out, what the hell?
I do be like, hey, stop, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, really?
What's wrong
okay
with
if it is.
What's wrong with touching your booty?
It's just not something we don't like. Just, I don't know. I can't speak for every guy. I told you, just me personally, it's just not what I prefer. I don't want you. That's not cool. But, okay, well, check this out then. If you grab your guy booty and he's like, ooh, I like that, that's a problem. Red flags go up.
No, it ain't.
Really? Really? Really?
No, it ain't no problem. Really.
All I'm saying is, if he has a history, if let's just say, just out of the blue, we not even discriminating against nothing, but your man's just like, you know, he like, you know, to grab his booty all the time, you know, just periodically, not just when you just trying to be funny, you playing with him, you know, now couples playing, he just be like, just come out and be like, man, I just like when you grab my booty, I like when you cuff it and just hold it. That's, just no red flags go up, huh? So no red flags, just, okay,
no.
Be grabbed, he just like his booty grabbed.
No,
the same. I mean, as I said, I don't, like I said, whatever your vice is, whatever you do, I'm not discriminating against nothing. All I'm saying is,
men always grab each other's ass when they playing basketball.
No.
Or football, yes.
Okay, football is a different thing. I can ain't gonna lie. Football is a whole different thing. I don't know who started the football, but like I said, I watch NFL Network, NFL Fans, rest in peace to Steve Sable. One of the pioneers of guys who, you know, had to, who made football look totally different in another life. I'm getting to that in a minute. Anyway, don't worry about that. Anyway, there was a segment on there on one of the fans where they was doing through the art of the butt grab, the butt slap. And some guys like it's a technique to the butt slap. It's quick payout. Mm-hmm. It's not a payout with a cup. It's a quick little tap, you know, or on the side or something. It's never in the middle. It's one or two cheeks. It looks weird, but it's a science to it, to where it's like it's a respect thing. It's a totally different outlook of it. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's totally different. It's different ways for this CD to go on. But, like I said, father's bedroom, whatever your vice is in the bedroom, whatever you like to do, just be safe and wrap it up. That's all I say.
The booty, where's your prostate?
Close to your butt.
Right. So I have read things, and I've been told stuff by older women that men, G-spots are on y'all butt, y'all prostate. So next time, instead of trying to judge something, let your girl touch your prostate and see how explosive that's going to be.
No.
Just try it. Let the shit touch. What? Just let her touch your prostate.
What type of shit is that?
Listen, while you're receiving oral pleasures, let her touch your prostate. And let's see what kind of pleasure you get from that. I'm just saying. I haven't did it before, but I was advised that it's supposed to be great for a guy.
No. What the fuck?
Let her touch your prostate, boy.
No.
What?
That is suspect. No, I'm not going.
That's what I mean. Guys are just, what is wrong? Look, it's not wrong with your lady touching your prostate.
Yes, it is. That's
your lady, though.
Guys even like their doctor touching their prostate. Who do you think a girl going to be able to do that?
That's your lady, though. It's
your doctor, too? Shit.
Shit, your doctor might be a male.
That's what I'm saying. I need a female now.
Okay. I'm saying.
Okay, then ask this. Okay, ask this. Check this out. Okay. You go in for your checkup. You know, how y'all women do. Go for y'all, you dig. Do you prefer a male or a female?
It don't matter to me.
That's not what I asked. So it don't matter to you, male or female, it don't matter, right?
No.
So if a guy come in there like, okay, yeah, open up. Spread them. It's just, okay.
No, I mean, you said it like that. I mean, if
I...
No,
I mean, you know, I don't know how they come in there, but I'm just saying, like, seriously, when you...
Yeah, they talk to you and say hi. Da da da. What's wrong? And you say you need to prep, and then they give you some stuff to take your clothes off and to wrap yourself up. Then they
I understand all that, but I'm just saying they probably do all that before you get in there. But she get in there. Now, us fellas, when we, you know, most guys, I prefer a woman. I'm just being me. That's just me. I mean, maybe it's some silliness I got going on, but. Actually, I mean, you know, it is what it is, I mean.
But you want to let your lady touch your prostate, G.
Why? What the fuck? Why? Why?
Because it's your male G spot.
Whatever. You can say that if you want. You give me some head, that's my G spot.
Man, why she doing that? Allow her to touch your prostate.
Oh, that don't even sound right. That's my prostate. Hell no.
I haven't did it, but like I said, I have got advice for it.
I don't know. Like, you keep saying that.
I got a lot of advice from a lot of older women about this. That's how I found out.
Ask the older woman, has she been getting it in with her guy or the guy she messed with on that night? And I don't know, maybe she, you know, they doing it or she hitting him on the head. And do she, you know, so why she giving this man some head, do she touch his prostate? I mean, I don't know, shit.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer to it. I honestly don't.
She wiggle her finger where his prostate is while she's performing. Oh, and it gives him this.
Like I said, I don't know that. Once you ask somebody and they can give me the exact answer, and they can even, I don't give a damn. They can call my show one day and be like, man, you know what? I was talking to such and such, and you know, I just want to give you some info about that, which I was talking about. I take that. But for right now, no. Just my opinion, nah, I can't go.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make y'all gay. Touch your girl, touch your prostate.
I never said nothing like that. All I'm saying
is that's why you don't want nobody to touch your booty, because it's gonna make you feel like a little bitch. Be real.
You want to say that, G?
Be real. I mean, I had a ex boyfriend like that. I mean, I was just touching him doing the motion in the ocean thingy, and He just got all upset. Don't touch my booty. What?
That's how we are.
I wasn't even trying to put my hand in his booty. I was just touching the
skin. I don't know. It's just something we get. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just it's with us. It's just with us. Don't worry about that. I mean, it's just a problem we get. So what? Who get?
Y'all silly. It ain't even gay. Y'all just silly.
Yep. So I'm going to stay that way.
Touch your booty. It's meant to be touched. It ain't nothing but a booty. I mean, come on. What's the big deal? It ain't no big deal. I'm just saying, ain't no dick going in. It's a female touching.
No.
But what you say about guys that let their ladies lick their ass, real talk?
That's suspect to me. She met, look, whatever they want to do, that's their problem. Me, preferably, no. Heck no. Because I'm never going to get you ever again.
So what's your thought when men bust on their leggy faces? Real talk.
If a nigga do that, then he kiss it, they point their thoughts together, then they like, I love you that much, and I will kiss you after I bust in your face. And if a girl gonna let that ride, then shit, I mean, she either really love that nigga or she really drunk.
I mean,
or just her profession is something totally different.
These females are hoes. I thought you knew that.
Like though. I said, they reckless then, but if a girl's gonna let me do all that, that means she don't really care. That means she'll let more. That means she let more than one guy do that.
So if a girl said, "Press,
nope.
Bust on my face."
No, I'm not going. I'm not going.
Would you look at her different though?
Yeah.
As a man.
Yeah.
She came to you and said, "Baby, bust on my face."
Yeah.
So you would look at her different.
Yes, because that's out of the blue. That's not normal.
It's not normal, but damn, but why would you look at her different?
I mean, it's like, wow, really? How you feeling right now?
I see this shit on pornos. I ain't never had a gun. I ain't into
that
shit.
That's porno. That's because she getting paid a lot of money for a nigga to do some degrading shit like that.
That's what I, thank you. You the first, you like one of the first guys to actually admit it. That shit is degrading.
It is. I don't even
lie
to you. It is.
Real talk. To honestly, just for your lady that you're supposed to be in love with, whether she your girl, baby mama, wife, wifey, whatever you want to call her, it is so fucking degrading if she say Princeton or whoever, whatever the guy name is, bust on my face, baby. What the fuck? Who are you fucking?
You gotta think about it. A woman that's getting that done, she getting a lot of money for that. Or she just her self esteem, or something that just messed up with her, where she just ain't confident about her, that's the way the point that she has stooped that low to get attention.
I see.
So, that's all I'm saying.
But to bust on your wife's face, nigga, what?
That's too much. The red flags are more like so.
The what?
You gonna think like so? How many guys have you like that happened?
You say I can't hear you. You say the who?
I mean, it's gonna be some red flags going up. Like so, you really let that go down? Is you really gonna let me do this shit?
Yeah. I mean, but I know people that do that though.
Maybe that's just something that turns them on. Shit, I don't know.
What? Comment on your wife's face doesn't.
I said that's something that they must like then. I mean, yeah.
Or your baby mama face should not turn you on. If it does, that makes you an idiot too. Because that's your lady. What the fuck? You can't, how the fuck can you come on somebody's face that you got to kiss, fam?
That's not a funny thing.
When you're in the bedroom with your significant other, I hope that you do love this person, whoever he or she is. And when the man in there and you getting on with her, I hope that you kiss her somewhere in between of y'all doing what y'all do. You feel me?
Yeah.
So the bust on her face, even if she asks you to, what kind of fucking sex are y'all having? Because y'all not making love. Me, I don't know. I'm from the old school. You know I'm
making a movie.
Huh?
They're making a movie.
You say what? Well, yeah, they making a movie. But you don't make no flick with your chick.
Dang, no. Fellas, hey, this is the only rule you need to remember. I don't care what type of status, what are you doing now? Because if you make it get any type of status, this will come back and haunt you. Do not record yourself having any type of intercourse, head, sex, nothing, and put it on video, take a picture, none of that. No. No, no, no. I don't know who you are. Because 100 times out of 100 times, that person will get you in the end. If you become famous, you ain't gotta be famous. If you just come into a lot of money and they feel like you disrespecting them, they will do use that against you. So I've had any guy, I don't care who you are, do not make no sex tape. Don't do it. Just because the girl agreed to it, red flags going up because she will use that against you in the end.
True.
I'm just saying, there's nothing good. Okay, fine. Cash got famous off of a damn home video. Okay,
who?
Paris Hilton got Kim Kardashian. Okay, Paris Hilton got famous off of a movie. Okay, so what? They were already halfway celebrity.
Yeah, come on.
Who?
Paris Hilton had that band. She did famous.
But who cared about Paris Hilton before that movie? Nobody. Nobody gave a damn who Paris Hilton was before that damn movie. It's like Kim Kardashian. She's the heiress. No one cared who you were before that damn tape. After that tape, Ray J made you famous. Let's keep it real how you want to keep it. You were
they
famous.
Got
after
they got Ray J saying, my dick made this whole family famous.
Right. Man. He's not being ignorant or boasting. That's actually true because no one knew who none of y'all, none of them Kardashian sisters knew who none of them, I didn't know who none of them was neither until Ray J did what he did. So, whatever you want to call it, whatever. All I'm saying is, fellas, if you want to stay out of these courses, do not let no girl say, oh, yeah, you can record me. Red flag. Just, it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with recording as long as you do it right and appropriate.
Honestly, me, I would never do that. This is my opinion.
You probably did it already.
Hell no. Nah. I told you I'm not going. Gee, that's my biggest. Honestly, I ain't going to lie to y'all. That's my biggest thing. I would never do that because I feel like somebody will blackmail me. So what? I don't give a
damn.
You
ain't that type of person, she to be on that bullshit.
That's not the point. Through my whole life, I'm not going. Before this situation, before anything, that's one thing I always told myself. I would never do that. Because what I do in my bedroom is my business. So I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah, it's
I feel like everybody else should too. But I feel like some people do it just because they, you know, they gotta find some way to make some money. So don't be surprised if Chad Johnson make one. It's a no, I ain't gonna say no rumor. But anyway, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Skip it. The radio said it first. There's rumored to be that Kanye West has sex tape out. Oh man, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. He got the sex tape out.
So, hey, all I'm saying is, man, people didn't care about sex tapes. I guess they're like, it's like in the handbook of being in the industry.
Like who?
That's in the handbook of being in the industry. Sex tape, beef.
Oh, it is. I mean, even Stevie J had one of them.
And nobody knew who the hell Stevie J was.
I just found out who, seriously.
I just found out who Stevie J was because of what?
Love and
Hip Hop Atlanta. No bullshit. I ain't know who this nigga was. Who, like, honestly, I'm going to do a poll, another poll. Who knew who the Stevie J was before Love and Hip Hop? Like, seriously. Did you know who Stevie J was? Did you know? No, seriously. Did you know the nigga, like, oh, he be killing on the beats?
Yeah, seriously. When he dropped
I didn't even know the nigga made beats.
I figured out who he was, yeah. Yeah, definitely did. But I mean, say whatever or whatever. It ain't nothing wrong with making a sex tape, long as you're respectful towards your lady, and vice versa. Get it on. I'm just saying. Shit, what's wrong with it? None.
That's just
not. Man, if your girl told you. That she was gonna do that, you was gonna do it.
Never on camera.
I should find a way for her to set that shit up and you don't even know.
Somebody set me up, they gotta be good as shit. That's all I'm saying. Because I can tell. I can honestly tell if I'm being set up.
He wouldn't know if Dominique had a camera in the room.
Like I said, fellas. Don't do no sex, period.
They already be doing it.
Oh, well, hey, look, y'all do what y'all do. I'm going to do what I do. I ain't worried about that shit. So, anyway, in other news, I don't know what else is going on. I guess J. Cole and Diggy still beefing.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Tyrese still beefing with him?
I can't remember... Or I can't keep telling people why this shit shouldn't even still be going on. Honestly,
come on. J. Cole, this Diggy sister. So you got a sister. What happened when the female diss your sister? Honestly.
I mean, the nigga just made a joke. Honestly, it was a joke, G. If you want to be real with some shit, how many niggas have said Beyonce name in a fucking song? I mean, get serious. Let's get serious. How many times have you heard somebody refer to Jay, like Beyonce? Like, how many niggas in the rap game referred to Beyonce as like, damn, you know, ooh, at the bam, Beyonce, or any other chick? You see all these niggas running up talking shit. I mean, really. But I guess it's different because that's his sister.
Yeah, that's
his sister. At the same time, G, that shit reckless as hell. I'm just saying. Like, honestly, I'm just saying. That's fucked up and reckless. Seriously, though, you gotta...
He eating J. Cole up. I don't care what you say. That's the boy.
Well, no, I eating J. Cole up because J. Cole ain't came back saying nothing to this man.
No.
If J. Cole really wanted to come get at this little dude, he would have already. But
J. Cole already said something.
No, J. Cole ain't said what he could really... If J. Cole ain't really went off on this man. My
he
thing is...
Off. And
no,
the
no,
kids,
no, no,
no. Lamar, garbage. He went off.
If J. Cole wanted to shut this shit down, he could. But I guess J. Cole, like, man, you know, little homie eating right now off me. I'm not responding. He said he going... And it's not even a legit beef. This is like...
Hold on, Tyler. Did you just say Diggy is eating off J. Cole?
No, I'm just saying. This beef is making him inch more interesting to everybody.
Diggy said this.
Listen, what I'm saying. You're not letting me finish. Look, Diggy is hot. Diggy hot. Don't get me wrong. I'm messing with Diggy right now. I definitely listen to Lil Homie music. But this beef is going to help everything, his whole everything out. Not because we beefing with, it's just the fact that he's not just rapping like, you know what I'm saying, the couple of tracks he had out was kind of soft, woo-wah, whatever. Or it's just putting him in another area where cats can critique him and see how he really is, see how he handled different things. This is how people start moving to that next level of being an artist. You know what I'm saying? Every artist ain't got to go through it, but it's good when they go through it. Beefing with somebody, seeing how you deal with some pressure, a motherfucker's like, oh, shit, you let them say that about you? What you got to say? It's kind of like back in the day. Like this is how the people from back in the day judge these artists. How do you fare when somebody's jabbing at you? How somebody's shooting shots at you? Somebody swinging at you in a fight? How do you respond to that shit? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. More people is going to respect him because how he's handling his beef. How he handling it on wax. It ain't got to be on what he saying. How he handling on wax. How he handle it on wax. How he handle on wax is real good. He's handling himself like he's supposed to. He's coming out hard as hell with these bars, and he's trying to destroy this man. That's just like Rick Ross. Do you think Rick Ross with buzz would be as big as it is? Have that be with a bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Time out. If Stevie J is worth $5 million, how the hell is that possible? When I'm saying this nigga produced that Only You shit with 112, More Money, More Power, Nasty Boy, Notorious Thug. He also produced some of Biggie hits, and he produced that I'll Be Missing You joint. And he won a Grammy for that, and he produced that Honey shit, all that Breakdown. I'm wondering how the hell did this nigga, and he co-written that Blow Your Mind with E. How the hell this nigga worth $5 million?
Right. All right, but I'm going to get back to these songs, and we're going to continue this. We do. I debate as usual, so I'm going to get into the number 4 joint, and then we're going to keep just rolling out.
Yeah, it's your boy C Priest, the Beast Man, handling entertainment in the building. You already know when I got that guap, nigga, I ain't stingy like the rest of you clowns. Bro, let's get it.
I get it, back in the spinning like you can add it. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can add it. My power comes with fame. You can have it. A couple O's to my man. You can have it. These niggas hacking, steady acting. I can't have it. And Smith and Wesson get the acting. You can have it. These hoes know that I'm the man. So I can have it. I pulled 100 out the bank. You can have it. Yeah, already. Snacks on deck. I'm hoping that y'all ready. Yeah, I'm back on checks. I'm moving to May Friday. Cash it for gas in the whip and hit the highway. Sitting in the side. Boy, I told you I'm plugged, snub hold in the slug. You niggas not thugs, sweeter than hot buzz. Catch me skating, bitches waving, you hating and got a grudge. Send it to the judge, lawyer or prosecutor. Hoes keep coming back, they feeling the karma sutra. That's what I'm used to, hustle to make a future. I'm touching them bad bitches, you feeling on them Medusa. Who's got them looser, even up in the club. We ball the last call and leave and go get some grub. Tell me I'm in love, me I just wanna fuck. Can I add it? I get it, stack it, and spin it like you can add it. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can add it. I gave my bro a couple bands, you can add it. A couple O's to my man, you can add it. These niggas hacking, steady acting, I can't add it. And Smith and Wesson get the acting, you can add it. These hoes know that I'm the man, so I can add it. I put 100 at the bank, you can add it. It's Priest, I got that beat street swagger. When I step up in the club, I be sharper than a dagger. All them hoes approaching me like groceries, I'm about to bag them. Except for Buddy with the missing teeth, I call a snagger. I'm Nick Jagger, minus the band members. They say money come from trees, so when they fall, I yell timber. My birthday in July, but I be gone to November. Yelling Hanley, throwing my aces up, and that's the emblem. I do this in my slumber. Oops, I mean my slumber. Laid back in that mate, back and I'm blowing on that number. You feeling how I'm feeling? Poogin', pull up to my bumper. Your face pretty, your rack nice, and you got a thumb. I'm in that Hummer, I'm sitting up high. She hit my phone, she ain't on talking about getting up back. I'm smoking that la-la-la, feeling hazy like I'm Jay-Z, but it's freeze the beat. That's the beat, I just waiting on that. I get it stacking and spinning like you can add it. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can add it. I gave my bro a couple bands, you can add it. A couple O's to my man, you can add it. These niggas like a steady actin', I can't have it. And Smith and Wesson get the actin', you can have it. These hoes know that I'm the man, so I can have it. I pulled a 100 out the bank, you can have it. When I blow money, that shit be so funny. All I get is cold shoulders from niggas with no money. I be on some new shit that is spending that old money. Laughing at these perpetrators, pretending they hold money. Stop that in the drop for the top back. Try to steal it, then they witness the killing. I pop that. These niggas grinning like you niggas is feeling you're not that. No, 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 I'm worth a million or more. You got that. I hit the mall, then I'm being spinning. Why you acting like you're bald when you're steam? Keep with it, I pivot. Pissing hoes digging, now they grins are sinning. We blow the fifth, pull the fifth, now they grins are sinning. I'm winning. Just look at the scoreboard. I feed her belly, then I lead her telly with your door. She all for it. No pressure, there's no stretcher like she on strong. Money so heavy, my arms strong. I get it stacking and spinning like you can add it. You niggas see how I'm living, man, you can add it. My bro, a couple bands, you can have it. A couple O's to my man, you can have it. These niggas hacking steady acting, I can't have it. And Smith and Wesson get the yacking, you can have it. These hoes know that I'm the man, so I can have it. I put 100 out the bank, you can have it.
What's happening? This your boy, Baby J, Mr. Geek Bang. Straight out of Florida, but no matter where I'm at, I tune in to OG Radio with my boy Mr. AKA, playing nothing but the hottest hits from independent underground artists all day. Chicago, stand up, GTP.
One more.
Bang! Bitch, I'm keep bang! Bang! Bitch, I'm keep bang! Bang! In the street, bang!
Westside.
One of them niggas on a shell bug. West side, what's crackin'? North side, what's happening? If a nigga got a problem with my city, I grab the automatic and let one of them niggas have it. Savage. It's all good when I pull up on the block. On these other niggas' block, but I hear a couple of them talking about they got no love for the op. So I took a bigger hug in the Glock. My shorties wild and they bout that. How life and them loud packs. Man gone where the clouds at. You ain't riding with us, you can fall back. Free my nigga Jack Rose. Punk Jay and all the real niggas from the city that's locked down. Rest in peace to my nigga Lil Road Cat Dog and all of the real niggas that are not around. Me and West, we the middle of the map. Everybody know this where it's at. Chop town, Windy City, the city, and the state of Illinois. When niggas say they drilling under the act. Welcome to South Rap. Hunters be wildin', South Sea, what's good? Motown, I see ya. Shout out to the whole Maywood, Inglewood, and anybody else representing the city to the fullest like it should. And Cook County wishing a nigga would. Cause I know a couple guys up north. So when I ride up north, I run into them for the field niggas and they fly in the port. This ain't a game, you can die in this sport. For good, whenever I go, I kick it out west. Cape Town, Brickyard, L Town, and even be on Madison where the bitches are the best. They hit the circle after that, I end up over east. Where them niggas be? Screaming no limit, no law on 87th Street. But watch out for the Kings, cause they out deep. Shout out to the Ambrose D's and SG. Now we out south, you already know what I'm about. Beef, I bring 100 niggas out. So you better beware the area you're running. Chicago Rillers will drill a nigga for messing with his house. I'm from Chicago. Where my city on the train, and no lane going here. There's nothing on the side, so we keep a bang. You and your bang, stand your lane, you can train over here. I'm from
do. My topics do get epic. They do get into just have fun with it. So at the end of the night, I just let everybody know, man, my topics are what the streets talk about, man. So, you know, I hold no punches. I hold nothing back from here, fellas, ladies. Y'all already know what it is. Every topic may not offend nobody, but hey, that is what it is, man. That's what my show is, what I do, man, because I say what I want to. And the people like me for it, so that definitely what it is. Oh man, I definitely have to do a shout out, man, to somebody who tuned into my show on Monday. Before I get into the number one song, I do want to say send a thanks out to Nikki for tuning into my show on Monday. She's on Blog Talk Radio right now, has her own radio show where she talks to her fans and everything else like that. So I do appreciate her tuning into my show, man. That is a good look. I appreciate people just supporting what I do, man, because a lot of times, man, these big name artists or whatever like that feel like shows like mine and other internet radio shows are not worth listening to. I'm just stating my opinion, but I'm just trying to do something different to the fact that where people understand and they respect what I'm doing and where I'm coming from and why I'm doing it. So these other artists can understand where I'm coming from, because I'm an artist myself. So I know how hard it is to get my music, any music played, period, on the mainstream radio. So I just took it upon myself to give a radio station to the artist, the independent artist, not just in Chicago, not just my city, but I do love and support my city. But to all independent artists out here, man, because I feel like I would be selfish just playing music from my city or my team or my area, I feel like I wouldn't be doing the justice to every artist out here that works and grinds as hard as I do, as far as when it comes to their music. At the end of the day, I tell everybody, whatever you put into this game is what you're going to get out of it. So if you're giving about 10, you're going to get back 10%. But if you're giving out 110, you're going to get that love right back, and people are going to want to work and want to respect what you're doing, man. So, you know, my only things I tell people is, man, if you give what you want to get back in this game, man. So if you're not putting in enough, man, but then you wondering why nobody messing with you, you feel like the city don't support you. So you got to look at yourself and see what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm going to get into the number one song. 2 weeks in a row, my boy, Tay Rilla, spin that feature in Showtime, representing GMG. Shout out to man, Melo, the Gutter Man, Twister, Showtime. Everybody over there, man, keep doing y'all thing. Get y'all number one song. That's what it is, my man, Tay Rilla, spin that feature in Showtime. Let's get it.
Y'all know who the fuck it is and what the fuck it is, nigga.
Y'all know.
Yeah. It's Rella, 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 it's Rella. Bounce that ass, bounce that ass. Girl, she sliding on the pole, then she landed on a headstand. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Started on stage, then it ended up in my hand. Ass so fat and need a slap, man. Go ahead and swag it up. Turn around, I'ma smack it up. She talk all that big shit, now go ahead and back it up. Let me see what you can do. I came in here with my crew. Boy, and them got a rack or two, and you just might get a sack or two. I break it down like a pack or two. Hop on it like a kangaroo. I beat it up to the black and blue. I beat it up like a track or two. This something that I have to do. So let me throw this cash up. This something I can't pass up. Face down, ass up.
How you
roll
around, and how you take it down.
Show, get money, gang. Look, Showtime in that new range. 20 racks on my new chain. Billionaire like Bruce Wayne. So 10 racks in that blue flame. In the club with Twista, GMG and Tay Rilla. They say they paying tuition, so I give scholarships to them bitches. She working out, she going strong. I make it flood, my money long. Girl, I'm a star. I bout to buy, hop in the car, and we going home. I came here with my crew, right? 2,000 on my shoes, right? Girl, I got that Wonder Bread. I'm throwing cake like food fight.
Girl, I like how you do it.
Do
you
it.
Shake it to the music. And all these bitches love me cause I'm ballin' like I'm moving.
They know I got my bread right.
Yeah.
My chain looking like headlights.
Yeah.
And baby, if that head right, then show up be that air night.
How you
show
together, girl, and I'm gonna bring your ass to Rilla's world.
Come here, ma.
That's somewhere we can do whatever. Nobody do it better. I'm down for whatever.
What you on, girl?
She told me she on Facebook. She said, check me out, tell me how I look.
Love.
See you, shorty. I said, lil' mama, you wine fine. You should take a picture, put it on my timeline. Hell yeah, it's grind time. I came through like 9 times. Came out, it's prime time. Now turn around, let me see what's mine. Scorpio be huffin', Redbone be huffin'. Say, Rilla, no line, it's showtime. And no time.
How you think it's right? Do you break it down?
Millions.
You're listening to the sounds of Chicago's number one producer, Mush Millions. You already know what it is. Yeah.
So why I'm on my G6 high. If you are a basic bitch, then step your ass to the side. Prada pumps, booty shorts, no draws. When we step up in the room, you know the fellas all pause. Candy coated clutch bag in my hands. While you poses watching me, yo, you better watch your man. Kim Kardashian, read to my ass. We out to spend that money. Is out here hating on me cause my swag right. I look good, I stay fly. I see a sexy boy out the corner of my eye. I step to him, that aggressive shit. He said I'm just as tight, big booty, little tits. I'm mercy, baby, I'ma make you love me. Put your tongue in my wet spot, rubber tub me.
From me, girl.
Give it to me.
Buster, man. You might not understand, I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking, I want you now, sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it, since we living for the moment. Let's go dip off somewhere.
See, my Patron shots are double. Now they got me seeing double, so I'm thinking threesome.
Me, you, and your twin. Girl, that's trouble.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love what you done with your hair.
But when we finish, that shit gonna be everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And we can do it everywhere. Bathroom to the dance floor, it's probably better there.
I know I just for one of you here.
I'll get you a better pair.
Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself a straw, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand, I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking, I want you now, sipping on it, I don't care. Yeah.
DNA. Game set.
Yeah.
Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Jumping. Jumping, 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 jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high,
jumping,
got them.
Jumping, 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 jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high, got them.
Track with gold, flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop, going up and down, cause this shit high, got 'em.
Socks. I pushed her legs back and slowly put it in, and I beat that. that pussy up like I was fresh up out the pen. Now we riding and rolling, on sex we overdosing, she pussy controlling.
Just can't wait for the weekend.
Hey yo, what's good, ma? Hey, I got the oven on 350. You gon' get in.
Knowledge, yeah. What got me speaking all the hottest anime.
Money in my pocket, sex in the back, I got it back to
How the nigga gonna press record when I ain't even ready? It's all good, though. Yeah! Yeah!
That's why I love recording.
It's the best in the world, baby! Bottles on me. It's a celebration. Do this every night. This is second nature. Real from the fake. This is segregation. Schooling y'all boys. Get your education. I'm enjoying this. This is recreation. I swear this shit easy cause nobody's a challenge. Rap is wide open cause nobody has talent. Used to be broke but now I hardly check my balance. If you ain't getting money, tough luck. I just wipe and pay it off before the month's up. I'm swinging at them. Nunchuck. They trash. Empty the dump truck. I'm double cup. She double D. They play a game. I'm in another league. They can't play with me. Boy, I play with fire. They trying to play a safe umpire.
They say
all a nigga talk about is money. But tell me what you expect with my bank account. Lovely. See, baby, I'ma get it. I don't know about you, though. I'm out of this world. I'm living on Pluto. So go on, put your drinks in the air for a nigga. Go on, put your drinks in the air. By losing, that's no option. Some must be wrong with your head, then it's Rodman. If you think you stopping when I'm gonna accomplish, I'm showing my ass and all them bitches going topless. I finna set it off. Cleo, I'm number one. How you come before me? Oh, zero. All about my green, about my green. CeeLo, crooked ass the villain, flyer than a superhero. You suck money? That's my lunch money. Grind all winter, summertime. I'm like, what money? I need a bad bitch. So now I lace it. I do it big. Skyscraping. She double D. I'm double cup. Told her bring a girl. Double up. They my clover leaf. Double up. That boy cold. Bundy
say
all the niggas talk about is money. But tell me what you expect with my bank account.
Now I'm ready to chill. Chill with my inner circle. She getting on my nerves. Keep on asking where I'm going tonight. Look, I ain't got all the details. All I know is that I'm gone. Cause I'm way too young and I be working too hard. So I'm about to hit the town with my ninjas and kick it hard.
Come out.
So I leave and jump in my car. I can't believe this, man. It's 12 a.m. and she's blowing up my cell phone. And I'ma check her when I get home. Can't even enjoy myself. No. It's 12 a.m. and she won't stop calling. When I get home, I'm going all in. Man, I can't believe this. Damn, this girl is tweaking. It's only 12 a.m. Outside of the club. This line is wrapped around the corner. But it's cool cause my DJ band's spinning. And plus I know the owner. And he let us do what we wanna. It's about to be one hell of a night. Phone steady ringing. What
the hell is she thinking? Maybe it's an emergency. How about I pick up and see? All it is bugging me, like, what you doing? Where you at? Who you with? Who is that? What time is you coming back? I can't hear you, call me back. And then she call me back, talking about why you ain't call me back.
Sheesh.
Someone fix me another drink, cause it's 1 a.m. and she blowing up her cell phone. Checking her when I get home. Can't even enjoy myself. No. It's 1 a.m. and she won't stop calling. I get home going all in. Lord, what's wrong with this girl? Man, she out of this world. It's only 1 a.m. 3 in the morning. I ain't got the patience. Look down at my phone. 60 notifications. Damn, this girl crazy. And I ain't gonna let it phase. Much love, not enough trust. I'm getting fed up cause I had enough. Man, she done pissed me off so much. I'm thinking about staying out a little longer. Cause I don't think she mad enough. And my time out plus her time blowing my phone up just ain't had enough. So I ain't coming in no time. So my bro told me at the spot, so let's check it out. Might as well. I can tell she mad still cause it's 4 a.m. and she blowing up my cell phone. Man, it's on when I get home. Trying to enjoy myself. Wow. 4 a.m. and my phone still ringing. I don't care what she thinking. Look, I was just trying to get it cracking, but you refused to let that happen. So now you mad cause it's 4 a.m.
We the best.
To a goblin when you got a million cats running in your squad, ain't that right? See, I don't know the problem, most of y'all ain't rapping right. It's your young AK and I be killing right. See, you don't know my name, well you don't know my city. Well, it gets muddy and the night we get silly. I mean, I dance is silly with the money crazy, and then my flow retarded, so they say I'm crazy. I don't care about it, but you know I'm in the street. You can call me late night, let her make it chick right. Pipeline, dream time, like a dream girl. Bitch, you never see me in the cinema, girl. I'm a beast, baby, tell my name right. It's 16, or AKA right. No sorority, no fraternity, it's Mr. 16. Killer by every street, know my name.
Well,
I'm out of here. Y'all, thank you.